greater Springfield area and the greater Hartford area working together as parts of a knowledge corridor make a lot of sense to us, that we have an awful lot in common. And whether it's marketing the region for businesses or workforce development or other efforts, that there seem to be a lot of things that we could make more progress if we work on them together.
Is there any kind of a collaboration going on now between the two states?
We work on different projects, yes, and particularly, frankly, because the federal government is really pushing for that. The federal government has made very clear that applications for a variety of federal projects are going to be more highly regarded if they come from multiple states across a common region. And so, for example, we've had some big successes in the last couple of years, a major investment in the rail lines running up from New Haven through Hartford to Springfield, I'm confident that we got a big award there because we were working together in terms of a planning money. We also got a major award from the federal government under their Sustainable Communities Program. That was a joint effort of Connecticut planners and Massachusetts planners. And we also got a big federal grant for workforce development. That was a common application from folks in Massachusetts and Connecticut.
Well, what are some of the specific areas where you see an opportunity for the two states to collaborate to create jobs, to boost the economies of both Hartford and Springfield and the areas in between?
In multiple industries, there are industry clusters that really run from the Hartford area up through the Springfield area and almost ignoring the state line, if you will. So in financial services, you've got some big players in Hartford and obviously MassMutual and Springfield. In advanced manufacturing, you've got dozens and dozens of smaller companies, Northern Connecticut, the Pioneer Valley. In higher ed, we've got a nice collection of colleges and universities in the Pioneer Valley, obviously, but add to that, you know, UConn and Trinity and others, and when you add them all up, it's a very impressive group of schools of higher education. And then healthcare, we've got some great strengths above and below the border as well. So we think for at least those four industry sectors, our most important clusters are their most important clusters as well.
What are some of the things that need to happen now in order to move this collaboration forward?
We've done some things together well. They've been sort of one-off projects, if you will, one-off opportunities. And what we talked about today is really being more systematic in that regard. So, for example, we talk about the advantages of the Knowledge Corridor. And fundamentally, it's a great workforce, and a much lower cost of doing business and much lower cost of living than you're going to see in the greater Boston area on our side or in the greater New York City metropolitan area on their side. And that's something, again, we've had some success attracting companies for that, but we feel that's a pretty compelling value proposition and we can start marketing it much more systematically. It doesn't have to be a big, expensive marketing campaign. I think that actually a lot of the companies that we would want to target are in the Boston metro area or the New York metro area, and just identifying those companies within our key industry clusters and identifying where they have business units or divisions that would be very happy in the Knowledge Corridor and very happy with a much lower cost of doing business, and that would be a very competitive proposition for them. So we talked about really making the case much more systematically and doing that together.
States typically compete against each other for jobs. I mean, is it kind of unusual to be trying to work together, and is that at some point do you think there's going to be that competitive friction that's going to come into the picture if you target an employer perhaps to come to this region?
Well, So there is going to be some, you know, there's always going to be some concern about that, and I think the prospect of working together, and those competitive concerns unfortunately have meant in the past that a lot of groups that should work together haven't worked together as much as they should. In this case, when you look at it, we think that the idea of working together is just a very compelling one, and that realistically, in a highly competitive marketplace, the odds of any one community in the Knowledge Corridor being able to successfully compete in what is really a global competition, if you have to be honest and say the odds of that are not very good, and the odds of it are much better if we all work together. Now, inevitably, there will be a company that we will try to recruit under the Knowledge Corridor banner, and it'll wind up either on this side of the border or that side of the border, and someone will be a little disappointed about that. But I think, number one, those disappointments will even out over time. And the other thing to realize in this case that, you know, Hartford and Springfield are so close to each other that actually the average company that is operating in northern Connecticut, a lot of their employees are Massachusetts residents and vice versa.
Should we expect any big announcements anytime soon about companies coming to this region as a result of this collaboration?
We did not have any announcements planned for today or that close along. We do have some pipeline opportunities, so we're not just talking about, you know, a theoretical idea of what we might do. We are working with several opportunities right now, and that's the reason why we like the Knowledge Corridor approach. Is it doesn't just sound good in theory, but we have had the experience of using it in our sales pitches and finding it to be an effective approach.